It is time for sports, and that means it's time to bring in Mike Cossey. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
So, Tom Brady is back in the championship game, this time in the NFC. It'll be Brady against the Packers at Lambeau Field. And, of course, Kansas City will be defending their crown. It's you know, Cleveland played a great game. They just made too many dumbhead mistakes.
No, they didn't.
Oh, that
they played a terrible game. What? They were in a position to win the game with a couple minutes left. And I don't know who's coaching the team, who has COVID, who's where, who's what. But whoever is should be sent to elbow with Napoleon. They ran the ball two times right up the gut when the middle of the Kansas City line was like running into a wall. And then even the three-year-old kid sitting in the fifth row that had a stomach ache from eating too much candy knew they had to throw the ball. It was ridiculous.
And also,
they played right into the hands of Kansas City when they had the opportunity to win the game. End of story.
And they made a mistake early in the game when the guy tried to reach the ball into the end zone, lost it before he got there. And that was you say goodbye to 7 points right there.
And then when they still had some time on the clock, they let Chad Henne beat them.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no excuse for Cleveland. The entire coaching staff should be canned. It's not any of the players' fault. The players, they were getting beat. They came back. They made the run. And then the play selection and the defense that they played and called were just absolutely atrocious. Chad Henne ran for 18 yards for a 3rd and 18 first down to end the game. Come on, are you kidding me?
Yeah, I saw that. Oh, well.
Chad Henne, I might have been able to catch him.
You think so?
Dude, the guy stinks.
Yeah, he hasn't played in a long time. Well, all right, so that's that game. And I went to bed on it, but once again, Tom Brady is Tom Brady, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers beat the Saints.
Well, the NFL did all they could to get Tom Brady eliminated yesterday, but I guess they didn't tell Drew Brees, don't make any stupid passes. He threw a bunch of picks when the Saints were coming back, and Tampa Bay played a good game. Defensively, they were aggressive. They forced Brees to throw the ball down the field, and he couldn't do it. And Brady's Brady. He made his passes. It's funny how with basically the same team, Tampa Bay's receiving corps looks different now.
Totally different.
That's the difference that Tom Brady makes to a team.
And it took them about 5 or 6, maybe 7 games to get on the same page. But now it's just, there's no way whether you like Tom Brady or not. Now he's doing it with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which are basically the same team as they had last year, except for Brady and maybe one or two receivers.
Gronk is one, maybe a couple other players, but
still.
Basically it's the same core. And Antonio Brown didn't play yesterday. I think he only caught one pass, so you can't say it's him.
But,
it's the same team that he had before, and these guys are playing to the level of Tom Brady.
All right, so you've got Green Bay, who looked outstanding in their game.
Yeah, that was a mismatch.
Yeah, total mismatch. Green Bay against Tampa Bay, and in the AFC, you've got Kansas City against Buffalo. I find it, I think there's only one team that can. Well, you've got two teams, Buffalo and Kansas City, are really playing good. It should be if. I'm thinking that it's going to be an AFC champion this year. No,
I don't think so.
Don't think so? You think Green Bay's got a shot?
I think Tampa Bay has a shot, too.
Yeah.
I think whoever wins the Battle of the Bays is going to win the championship. Buffalo, they played okay against Baltimore. They didn't play great. They could have beaten them worse. They didn't. And I'm not sold on Kansas City. I'm not sold on Kansas City. Even if Mahomes plays, I'm not sold on Kansas City. And you know that Buffalo's going to be headhunting on him.
Yeah.
And you're going to see what's going to happen there. If he can play, he's probably going to start and whatnot. But put it this way, if Kansas City goes to Chad Henne, Buffalo's not going to lose that game.
No, not at all.
No, I think whoever wins the Battle of the Bays wins the Super Bowl. That's my opinion.
I was just glad to see I think the best game of all the games this weekend, I think, was the New Orleans Tampa Bay game. But
it was, because New Orleans was beating Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
And Tampa Bay came back to beat them by 10.
And
New Orleans had chances, but whether you want to say that Breeze blew it or Tampa Bay rose, either way, Tampa Bay won.
And I think one of the most perfect performance by a team was Green Bay. They just played really, really, really good football.
Oh, they smashed the Rams. Yeah, the Rams never had a chance.
Yeah, no, never. And it wasn't due to weather. It was just plain due to physicality and superiority. All right.
Now, weather could play a game, an outcome on the game this weekend, because they're expected mid-20s and snow Sunday up in Green Bay. So see what happens with that.
Yeah, all right. But
that's the way it is. That's the way it's supposed to be.
But there shouldn't be any more talk about from anybody about Tom Brady, because the guy...
Oh, there will be.
All right, but the guy...
There will be.
The guy...
Now, I guarantee if you turn on the idiot box or go onto the destructive little device in your hands, people will be saying how Drew Brees blew the game for New Orleans. Guaranteed.
Well, anyways.
If you watch the game, the defensive players made some plays to make those interceptions, and it was Tampa Bay beating New Orleans. New Orleans turned the ball over. Tampa Bay didn't. Say what you want. Tom Brady's a winner.
Yep. So big turnaround for the Rangers against the Islanders.
I don't understand why these teams keep playing each other.
I know. It's crazy that this early in the season.
I thought it was wrong. I was looking at the schedule. I'm like, it can't be. The Islanders just played. Not only did they just play the Rangers, they just played them in the Garden.
Yeah.
How do you play two road games against the same team in any sport? I mean, baseball's different. But in hockey, how do you play two road games against the same team? And it wasn't just the Rangers and the Islanders. It was everybody. I think that whoever made up the schedule did it with a quart of scotch.
Right. But it's funny. When I opened up the paper, I looked at it. And at first, I thought it said Islanders 5, Rangers nothing. but no, it wasn't. So...
I don't understand that. I didn't even watch the game. I was at the track. I got more important things to do than watch hockey games like that.
So, how was your weekend at the track?
It was very good. Very good. We picked the winner in the Silver Bullet Day. Charlie's Penny paid $21, beating a 4-5 shot. Then I had our couple of picks in the LeCompte. I needed three shots to hit a pick three for pretty good money. And I left Midnight Bourbon out, which was a mistake. How do I leave a horse with bourbon in its name out of anything? And that horse came back to beat me. But we had a pretty good weekend.
All right. What do you think about the Yankees signing Kluber?
What do I think about it?
Yeah.
If he was any good, he'd still be in Cleveland. He's washed up. Arm injuries, he's washed up. The Yankees are shooting arrows everywhere and trying to hit something and see what happens.
Well, at least they re-signed LeMahieu. Gosh.
Yeah, but everybody's complaining about it, that he signed for too little amount of money.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know too little, too much, but they needed him. Without him, they're about a 500 team. They really are.
They also made another mistake. They re-signed Judge. With the Yankees, if the Yankees had any intestinal fortitude, they would have got rid of Judge and went out and signed Springer. That's what they should have done, but they won't do that. I guess they can't do that because they got the Judge's box in right field, and what are you going to do with that then? That was the move to make, not to give Aaron Judge $10 million, to take the money and put it in a bucket and go get Springer. That's what they needed to do. Because you got the bookend outfielders for the Yankees are known as the Rice Krispies kids. All they do is get hurt. They don't produce. All they do is get hurt and sit on a bench and collect big paychecks. And if people don't know who the Rice Krispies kids are, it's Stanton and Judge.
Snap, crackle, pop.
That's it. That's it. Snap, they hit a ball once. Crackle, when they go down and hit a low ball, things start cracking, and then something finally goes pop, and they're out for 4 months.
Because you had to explain that, because today's kids don't know about Snap, Crackle, and Pop.
No, there must be something offensive about it. They don't show it anymore.
That's right. All right, we'll check with you again on Friday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, because it's really, other than that, it's a dead week. I mean,
I got to look at this NHL schedule, though, and see if, like, this is consistently through the year where teams play double up against people. If it is, that's, I don't know. I don't know what the reasoning behind that is.
All right. Well, we'll check with you. If you want to come on earlier, just give me a text, and we'll bring you on earlier.
Yeah, maybe something stupid will happen in the NFL.
All right, just let me know.
You got it.
Take care, Mike.
Bye-bye.
Mike Causey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robinhood Radio.